The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest today in, not in the studio, via phone, is Gail Innes. We're going to be talking about the Woman to Woman program that is coming up through the Thumb Community Health Partnership. Thanks for being with us today, Gail.
Well, thanks for having me.
Why don't we just start with the Thumb Community Health Partnership. Remind people what that is.
Yeah, it's a wonderful organization. It consists of all of the Thumb mental health agencies, health departments, 8 hospitals, and the Human Development Commission. And they've joined together to kind of look at physical and behavioral health problems in the Thumb of Michigan.
And this isn't the first project you talked to us about. You did the man therapy thing, and now something for women.
Exactly. We actually started this program late last summer. We've had 2 groups complete the series, which is a totally online program. You don't have to leave your house. You don't even have to get dressed for the day. It's an online program, 10 weeks, to help women improve their health if they have been diagnosed with a chronic disease.
And it helps support the mental health as well as you're going through the chronic diseases, because that's
absolutely
a big part of it, too.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
A lot of women feel quite isolated in with their chronic disease, and that can range in a huge variety of ways. But this gives them some support, some education, and an opportunity to really be able to get some good information.
And a lot of times, you know, the information, the problem is kind of private. You don't want to share it with just anyone. And, sometimes, I'm sorry to say it, husbands aren't any help.
Exactly. And I think that that's the reason to have a women-to-women program. These women suffer from a variety of ailments, and this gives them an opportunity to not only share with a coach and get some good information and maybe some referrals and some references for their community. We try to make sure that they get what they need for the community, but also gives them an avenue to talk to other women who are experiencing similar things.
Okay, and is the program, something that you have to do in sequence and in a certain amount of time? Because it seems like, maybe everybody's going through it at the same time, or is it more of a personal thing at your own pace?
Well, it's kind of both and. They start out by doing 3 Zoom classes with me, kind of to familiarize them with online learning and with each other. And then after that, they take part in a program that they can log in any time of day or night called Better Choices, Better Health through Canary Health. And then we kind of tie it up in a bow the last couple of weeks. But in the interim, they communicate with me every week, however that works for them, phone, email, or a Zoom.
Now, I assume this is not age-specific, because you can have a chronic problem early in life.
Exactly. Women that have been through the program already, they run a variety of chronic diseases, diabetes, weight issues, high blood pressure, arthritis, depression, asthma, cancer, you name it. And a chronic disease, I think this is important, Craig, is any issue that's recurring that limits your activities. And we generally think of chronic disease of someone who has had this issue for a year or more.
And is the program designed to help you get the resources you need to do the best you can with your chronic condition, or is it more for just like support?
I think it's that, again, that's a both and. We will provide resources for the women. They're given a budget that they can pick and choose. Maybe they need some new tennis shoes if they need to get out walking. Perhaps they need a good food scale. Maybe they just need some good a good book or a recipe book that would help them cook healthier. So we provide them with lots of resources, but also the support to use those resources.
And as I understand, the next group is coming up in the middle of April?
Yes, we're starting April 19th. So if women out there are listening and are interested, they can, probably the best way is to go to thumbhealth.org or to the Thumb Health Community Partnership Facebook page. There's a link there to a survey that they can take that's just basically your name and address and phone number, which again is all kind of. And after they do that, they'll hear from me one way or the other, and we'll have a little phone conversation so that they can get their questions answered and see if this program is a good fit for them.
And I understand there is no cost?
No cost, totally free. Probably one of the very few things that are right now.
And inflation hasn't hurt you yet?
Have reported such good things and love that it's a free program, and again, that they don't have to leave their home, that they can get the support and the education they need just from being at home.
So this would be perfect if someone is kind of almost a shut-in because of their chronic condition, that they don't go out much because either it's not easy to do or it's not comfortable or they're not comfortable being out there.
Exactly. Many are prohibited because of their chronic disease. But we've also had several women take it who are full-time working women living with their chronic disease but still needing that extra support.
And how long is the program, and how often do you have to participate?
The program is 10 weeks.
10 weeks.
Again, we're starting April 19th, but it's once a week generally. Once they get into the online program, though, they can log in 20 times a week if they wanted to get some support and health information. But as little as, I would say, an hour a week would be more than enough. And again, that's at their own pace, and we try to work around schedules for check-ins with the coach. If you're a working folk, we could chat at night, however, whatever works best for you.
And is it kind of an in-person Facebook or FaceTime kind of thing, or is it more videos and such that you can steer them to that will be relevant to what they're dealing with?
Again, that's a both and. They start out with the FaceTime Zoom getting to know us, but when they're in the throes of the 6 weeks of Better Choices, Better Health, they don't actually see the other participants, but they can communicate with them through text or messaging. And so they get really the best of both worlds. I took the online program before I started the coaching aspect, and I really enjoyed that first thing in the morning, being able to get up and get a message from someone or send someone a message or go back in and research a little bit of what I had learned that week because you can continue to go back to it. We also provide, they'll get by mail, a very nice book that deals with all manner of chronic health issues with lots of tools and tips that are usable.
And perhaps before we go any further, like most dealings with medical issues and such, there is total confidentiality in this. There is no exposing people to the world and what they have, this type of thing.
Absolutely, it's confidential. We do not report to anyone. We take some basic information just for our grant purposes. This is a grant through the Department of Health and Human Services. So, of course, we have to report how many people and what areas of the thumb they're from and some outcomes. But every participant establishes a pseudoname or a screen name that's confidential, and they answer our surveys using that screen name. So we're not connected to that in any way. I have no idea who's saying what.
And even if some information goes out, it's not connected with a name or anybody's ID number or anything like that.
Exactly, exactly. And the results we're hearing from women, they're giving us some words like, I'm more confident, I feel better educated, I feel like I can move ahead and communicate better with my healthcare provider about what I'm experiencing. And that really is the thrust of this. We want folks to be able to express and get the help that they need without feeling embarrassed. And again, being able to share that with other women who are in similar situations.
Knowledge is empowering, and you know, sometimes you're hesitant to take up all the doctor's time, but if you go in knowing a little more, it might benefit you in the long run.
Exactly, exactly. You might know what what questions to ask. And there is a nice section on communication, not just communicating with your healthcare providers, but your whole team, which should include your family and your friends, and how you can do that in a confidential manner. So we talk a little bit about that. One question I get asked a lot, Craig, is this going to require any physical activity? I'm not able to exercise. No. If you set a goal to exercise more, then certainly it would. But we've had women take it who have had recent surgeries. We've had some in the course of the program have a major surgery and still be able to take it because you have the convenience of your phone or your notepad that you can take it on.
So as long as you have a digit or two that you can click the mouse or scroll across the iPad, you should be able to take part.
Absolutely. And if Internet access is an issue, we can address that with individuals as well. Oh. We certainly don't want to keep anyone from taking a program that, number one, is free, but also can empower you to improve your health.
Now, this is available in Huron, Sanilac, or Tuscola counties and a little part of Lapeer, as I understand it?
Yes, because of the nature of the grant, it's for rural areas. So that's all determined by the census tract. So several zip codes in Lapeer County, but then all of the other three counties, women are eligible.
And this is all through the health partnership, which actually covers most of that area anyway.
Exactly. And because of our connections with those partners, I'm able to email a partner and say, I've got someone who needs this or needs that. How can you help me? What's your county got that I don't know about? So that's been very helpful.
I understand that part of the program is a six-week Better Choices, Better Health series. What does that entail?
That's during the course of the program, they get enrolled in this national program called Better Choices, Better Health. And it's an asynchronous program, which was kind of a new term for me. They can log in any time of day or night. There's a lesson a week for 6 weeks. They can do that at their own speed in bits and pieces if they want, 10, 15 minutes at a time. But it also gives you the opportunity to be connected with a health coach and the other women in the program who also are anonymous. The only thing you will know is perhaps the area of the country they're from, because that's a national program. So women from all over the U.S. are going to take part in that.
Okay. And it can help you in dealing with the not only choices for yourself, but how to make them work for your family if some of the choices impact them as well.
Absolutely. I had one participant take the program who was a caregiver for her elderly mom. So they kind of took it in tandem. They would log in and hear the lesson, and then she and her mother would talk about it and be able to do some messaging. So, and we have learned that, too, that many of these women are caregivers, whether it's for an elderly parent, a spouse, perhaps a special needs child, and all the more reason to get support.
And is the end result, are you trying to get something established so that they have a path forward with this, whether it be goals or, I hate to use the term because it's like a bucket list or things to get done so that they keep them moving forward with their health?
Yeah, every week we set goals or we set kind of a small goal even. It might be that you're going to just get your room more organized so that you can participate better in the program. But then it could be as big as I want to increase my walking. One of our participants recently said she barely walked. She would go to the mailbox. She started walking to the mailbox every day, but would only bring back one piece of mail. And then she'd go an hour later and pick up another piece of mail. So she increased her steps and her walking and has had some really good health outcomes because of that, because she's gotten more active. She feels better.
Well, and success, you know, that instills trying to keep going rather than failure. So if you have to do it in small increments, you do it that way and build up.
Absolutely. The women who are taking the program are also informing us of ways that we can maybe find bigger and better things for women in the thumb. How could we improve this program? What could we do? What would make your girlfriend want to take part in this program? So we really hope they spread the word. Go to Thumb Community Health or thumbhealth.org. Lots of good information on that website. The other thing that we started with our groups is a private Facebook page if they want to participate. It's not required, but they've been sharing recipes and encouraging messages for each other, and that has been another avenue for women to be able to connect with someone they really don't know but feel secure to share confidences with.
Is there sort of online group activities to this? I mean, I would think, you know, there's comfort in knowing you're not alone, but then there'd have to be somebody to monitor to make sure they're not getting bad advice.
Exactly. And I right now monitor their private Facebook page, but our online activities are Zoom meetings that are structured by the curriculum that we're using. And so we make sure that they are in and that they can, and they feel safe to communicate with each other, but also are getting good research-based information on chronic health.
That's one of the problems when you have one of these chronic conditions, is the first thing you do is you get on that iPad, and all you get are the worst-case scenarios, and you think, what have I gotten into? Oh, my gosh. And it may not be that way for you, and you need someone who can show you, you know, that, hey, this isn't as bad as it could be.
Right. And we're sharing lots of good research-based resources. And our own Thumb Community Health partners are the folks that have that information and have good medical information that can be shared and can share with us and also give us avenues to give some more resources to our participants.
And are you having more than one of these sessions? If they're not going to be, you know, April 19th or so, that's the time when some people are in transition from Florida back to the Thumb. Is there going to be one a little later, maybe in the summertime, that could be coming up?
We will have three more series. We have the series that's beginning in April, and that will take them to just before the 4th of July. And then we're going to have another fall group, and then we'll be starting a winter group. Our grant was for five series, and we've completed two.
Excellent. And how was your response in the ones you've had? Were you full? Were you getting people involved?
We are getting people involved, but we would like more people.
Well, obviously, you've got the grant.
The word is out there, and we need people to share this information. And the best way is to share those social media posts that you see from thumbhealth.org or from Thumb Community Health Facebook page. And sign up with a girlfriend. Sign up with a sister or your mom. And I think that's another good way for women to get involved.
Well, it not only helps solve the problem, it can make closer connections, family-wise or friend-wise.
Exactly. And as women get familiar with the program and are seeing where maybe our last group we had women from three of the four counties, they might make a friend through there and say, you know what, there's a walking trail in my community. Would you like to meet up with me on a Saturday afternoon and take a walk with me? So they're also making some good supportive friendships.
Excellent. Is there something in the grant that you're supposed to do follow-ups to make sure that, you know, usually when somebody is funding something, they want to make sure that the goals are being met, not just the numbers, but
exactly,
that people are doing better?
Yes. The participants take an online survey right at the beginning of the program. They'll repeat that at the end of the program, and then we hear it. We'll repeat it again 3 months after, and if they jump on and answer those surveys, there might be a little something special for them that comes in the mail for helping us out to get that data, that information. The last group that just finished wants to continue meeting, so we've talked about maybe getting together in 3 months on a Zoom, and then maybe 3 months after that, just to be able to track them and see how they're doing.
Because that would seem to me to be the best way to judge results, is that it's changing people's lives.
Absolutely, and that's what we want to do, just one little thing at a time. It doesn't have to be a big item, and as the women work through this program, I work through it myself. I have chronic disease issues, so does my husband. So it's been interesting to me to hear some of the resources that the participants are sharing with me that I then can share with other women that are available on the Thumb, because you can't possibly, you don't know what you don't know, and there are programs and projects starting all the time that might be able to help some women in our community.
Do people have to go into this with realistic expectations? I mean, you're not going to cure somebody of these things. You're just going to help make the life better that they have dealing with it. Everybody wants that magic pill, but sometimes the best pill to take is the one that just keeps you moving forward.
Exactly, and that's the nature of chronic disease. Chances are you will have this disease the rest of your life, but finding the best way to live with that, but not just live with it, to thrive with it, and maybe be able to help someone else. So we really want people to, whatever your expectation is, and the nice thing is that you can contact me. We have a telephone number that you can call. If you get online, you'll see all of the information. Right off the top of my head, I don't have the phone number. But we also have, you can email me, you can send a private message to the Thumb Community Health Partnership, and they will forward that to me. But we'll make sure that you get everything you need, all the information you need before you make a commitment. And the commitment's not a big deal. It really isn't. You sign up and you're involved, but it's a minimal time commitment to really be able to get some good information and some good assistance and support.
Do people find it's rather easy? There isn't a big turnover, like, I didn't think it was going to be this much work. But usually change change does involve some work, because we get in those patterns.
You'll get out of it what you put into it. I've been an educator for over 25 years, and that holds true for any program you get involved in. The more you put into it, the more effort you give, honest effort, the more you're going to get out of it. And it might just be that you change one little thing in your life, or that you learn one new thing. I used to collect recipe books, and I thought it was always worth the price if you got one really good recipe that you used over and over. So if you get one little nugget from this program, or it makes you feel better about living with chronic disease, I think that's a win-win.
And because it's designed to be women helping women, there's no, it seems like it would make it easier to do the talking and make the connections.
Absolutely. Very similarly in the man therapy program.
But the man therapy program.
Try to find something in the thumb for everyone, and that is the mission of the Thumb Community Health Partnership, is to address physical and mental health issues in the Thumb of Michigan.
Now, if I remember the man therapy, though, that is mainly just internet. But this sounds like it's more more intensive with one-to-one conversations, a coach, a mentor, things like that, that will not only get you moving, but in the right direction.
Exactly. That's what we're hoping. And it's like with any grant program, this is kind of a trial by error, and we're experimenting. And our hope would be that this would be a program that would be easy access for women. It couldn't have come at a better time, in my opinion, during COVID, when women were closed off from a lot of resources. So we've found that this has been another way for women to get some good education.
Excellent. Is the woman-to-woman program something the partnership came up with and found the programs like the Better Choices, Better Health series, or is this all encompassed in one program that's kind of being used around the country?
No, the Thumb Community Health Partnership, their steering committee, their group that really explores this, looked for issues in the thumb. Number one, what's the research saying? What kind of issues do we have here? And then they spent a lot of time, I think they had a year or more, of planning and looking at other programs to find something that would fit with our rural population.
Because the rural population is quite different from a city or an urban area, because of resources available, because of how people don't really make the connections they can in a rural community.
Absolutely, and just about the time you think you've got a connection, it might change. And everything is long distance here. I worked for Extension for many years and covered four counties in the thumb, and everything was a long ways away. So this way, we're bringing it all to you in one little package where you can access it and not have to do a lot of driving or your own research. It's going to be brought to you.
Well, things like the internet and all the electronic devices out there has been making the rural areas easier to connect with one another than the urban places, where they had so many people in an area that they could form a group within, you know, two or three blocks. Here we have a whole county, but it makes the distances seem shorter.
Yes, and I want people to know, too, if they're not familiar with using the Internet or have never used Zoom, that's why I'm here. We're going to make this easy for them. We're going to help them through it. They're going to learn something new, maybe technologically, before they're done. I know I have learned. I was not a teacher through the Internet. I was a face-to-face instructor. So I'm learning right with them, and we've come a long way.
Well, terrific. And again, the program is going to start April the 19th, but you need them to register before that so that you've got all your ducks in line.
Exactly. If they register by April 15th, and again, once they register, I will get a hold of them. They'll either get an email or a text message that says, how about we meet on the telephone, and we'll have a conversation so you can get your questions answered, so you feel very confident going into this program that it's something for you.
Well, just don't wait till the 15th and sit there and think, oh, do I join Woman to Woman or I do my taxes? You get the benefits of both.
Get a hold of me today. Get a hold of me today. All of the information is on thumbhealth.org or the Thumb Community Health Partnership Facebook page. And once you register, I've got your phone number, I've got your email. You will be hearing from me within probably a day or two about setting up a phone visit.
Well, terrific. Anything else they need to know about the program today?
I can't think of another thing, Craig. I just want to thank the women who have participated and certainly would encourage you, even if you don't have a chronic issue. My guess is because 50% of the population has a chronic issue, tell your friends about it. Encourage them to go to the website or the Facebook page to see if it isn't something that might work for them.
When you're done participating, do you kind of, create something a little video or something that, you know, can be there that others can see that just encourages them, hey, this is a good program and join up? I mean, I realize there's confidentiality. People would have to want to do it. You can't force it as part of the program. But do people want to, who've taken the program, want to let others know that, hey, this is worthwhile?
They do, and I love your suggestion. I'll pass that along to the folks in charge. A video would be wonderful. But right now we have our private Facebook page, and women can tell their friends about it. A former participant got a hold of me this week and had three or four friends that she wanted to know if they could join the Facebook page. I said, as soon as they sign up for Women to Women, they can.
There you go.
So there's a little encouragement right there. But women are sharing it with other women, and that's the whole idea.
Well, with social media today, that's the way it goes. You share it, and it gets around. And hopefully, they'll share this information around, and people will sign up. The registration is due by April 15th. And again, you go to the Thumb Community Health Partnership Facebook page or
thumbhealth.org.
Thumbhealth.org. And they'll have information on there that people can sign up and get you in touch with them to let them know what's going to happen, when it all starts, and how to get the most out of it. Thank you for being
exactly.
with us today.
Thanks so much, Craig. Well, I appreciate your help, and have a great retirement.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Our guest today on the program has been Gail Innes. She is with the Thumb Community Health Partnership. They are launching Women to Women again. It's a free 10-week online education support group. And you can go to the websites and get information and get registered. They need to register by April 15th. The next round starts on April the 19th. And they'll have one later in the summer and or in the fall and in the winter if it isn't convenient right now. But the quicker you get into it, the better it is, so you can get your long-term health conditions more manageable and not affect your life so much. Coming up at the top of the hour, of course, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news here at WLEW.